Day 7 is an intensive day, so make sure you're well rested before you begin day 7. Listen to CD number 2 as usual. Make sure you've mastered day number 6. Because now, on day number 7, you're gonna do the same thing you did during day number 6. Except that this time you're gonna go outside or somewhere where you can find people. And you will approach 5, 10, 15, 15 to 20 would be best. Approach 15 to 20 people in that particular group and type of people you've been working with. New people. Go ahead and approach them. This time, focusing mostly on your center line and any blocks or discomfort you feel there. You will do exercise 6 on that feeling, turning it into a ball, switching it to excitement, or just dropping it into your heart and allow it to become compassion. Dissolve it into your heart, add that drop of compassion color into it, and dissolve it into that sky blue color. If you've done exercise 6 fully, 100%, this should be pretty easy for you to do, or at least somewhat easy for you to do. Otherwise, you should go back and do day 6 again. Make sure you have it down pat before doing day 7. Go ahead and try this out, 15 to 20 people. Commit 100% to it. And the other thing you will do slightly differently is that when you approach them, you're going to do so with intention, and you're actually going to do it, of giving them a compliment. You're going to go out and compliment them on their looks, on their attitude, on their job, on whatever it is you want to compliment them on. You're going to compliment them, okay? And you're going to do this with an attitude of compassion as you do it. Remember that you must feel this in your body, the switch in your body, the drop into the heart. Feel it physically. Just like you must also feel the upper part of your brain. And your smile. Inside and outward smile. And your body becoming sky blue light. Just pure energy. And your consciousness above you. That's right, you gotta keep all these things in mind. You've been practicing them for a while now, so it should be easier and easier every single time. And you will do this at half the speed you normally would. You've been practicing slowness too. Keep all of these things in mind as you go through exercise 7 of day 7. I'm not gonna give you any more instructions for day 7, because day 7 may require you to spend some extra time outside doing it. So I'm just gonna keep the instructions short. You know what to do, so go ahead now and do it.